Proudly providing an alternative to commercial radio since 1999, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles, and other unique discoveries, near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the ancestral and traditional territories and local Indigenous communities across Turtle Island from which this session broadcasts out of. By doing so, I honor the Indigenous ancestors and stewards of the land and speak to our personal and social relationship with it. I want to recognize that these sessions are heard across treaty lands, seeped in rich Indigenous history and home to many First Nation, Métis, and Inuit peoples today. I offer gratitude and respect. In addition, I would like to acknowledge that the majority of the musical styles featured originated from adapting elements of Black culture, originally crafted under circumstances of racial oppression, over centuries past and in the present time. I would like to offer thanks to the BIPOC community for their too often dismissed and uncredited contributions to today's popular, alternative, and experimental music spheres. Let us begin show 323, The Time of Sunlight.
Show it with those wise eyes. Time, 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 time,
Welcome, my good sentries, to this dazzling edition of the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope. I just made the decision that for the next couple weeks, we'll be starting with a track from the new Shebad album, Music is the Answer. We just finished listening to the second track off of this new album called Time Takes Time. For our first grand set, we have Nala Sinfro, Ben Grossman, Dan Fortin, and R. Grunwald. It's been a while since we've listened to the music of Nala Sinfro, the Caribbean-Belgian composer, producer, and musician living in London, England, with her special jazz harp sounds and intonations. She just released a new sophomore album, a 10-part, 45-minute continuous suite called Endlessness on Warp Records. It's built around transforming and transmutating arpeggio. I wanted to feature something, and I haven't really given the album a complete listen through, but I will get to it when I can. I would like to present the second track, which is called Continuum 2. So here is Nala Sinfro with Continuum 2 off of Endlessness here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Animatus.
You are listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
On CFRU.
93.3 FM.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. We began that grand set with Nella Sinfro with Continuum 2 from the new released album, the sophomore album, Endlessness, released on Warp Records. Then we heard new recorded music by an old acquaintance from here in Guelph, Ben Grossman, my old instructor from the CNE at the University of Guelph, the Contemporary Music Ensemble, and one of the instructors that got me into like improvisation in general, and like a great mentor in this realm. So Ben Grossman recorded, I guess, from the Bandcamp release of this 3-track EP of sorts. It's called Symphonie. Hopefully that's how it's pronounced. It's the first recordings of this 6-long-string drone hurdy-gurdy. It was designed and built by Frone Riley, based on the concept by Ben. It was recorded this year in Guelph. We heard the shortest of the 3 tracks, called Longest Night. The other tracks range well over 10 minutes, but if you're in the mood for drone pieces, you'll be able to enjoy those tracks wonderfully. So that was Ben Grossman with Longest Night from Symphonie, released on his Bandcamp page. Then we heard a new artist here, Dan Fortin. He is a Toronto Hamilton-based bassist, born and raised in Peterborough. And he's a member of a lot of bands, Bernese, My Raid 3, Queer Songbook Orchestra, and also a supporting musician for Michael Davidson. He has just released his 3rd solo album under his own name, called Canon, and explores the minimalist landscapes that blend jazz abstraction with wayward electronica and stray bits of experimental rock. We heard the track Allium Tower, featuring Michael Davidson. And finally, we heard R. Grunewald, a Toronto composer and keyboardist. He released his 2nd full-length solo album, Iterations, in which modern neoclassical meets ambient. Quoting from the Bandcamp page, as well as I was given an email for this album, named such in reference to the idea of repeating something over and over again and learning new things with each repetition. Another series I'm going to go into now, because as the title of this album alludes to, there's one of the tracks that is very interesting, and you do hear new perspectives of this melody and harmonies of this tune. So we heard the 1st track off Iterations, called Mared in Stillness, which is very classical sounding. We're going to hear in the next month or so the 2 other tracks, which one of them is all vocals and the other one is more electronica based. Now moving on to our 2nd grand set is 3 songs, featuring Mixed Signal, World News, and Infinity Song. I recently got to go to a concert or show at Handlebar in Toronto last weekend with my friend Blue, and it was a lot of punk, hardcore metal, emo kind of vibes and stuff, very alternative rock punk styles. And one of the ones I liked the most was Mixed Signal, the Toronto hardcore punk band. They have more songs on Spotify, but I found on Bandcamp their 1st release from last year, An Accident Waiting to Happen. And so we are going to be listening to an edited version, because the original version had a lot of swearing. So I had to edit those words out, or reverse them, as I do with any other song that might have not so good language. So here is mixed signal with an accident waiting to happen here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
I told you where you'd be today. Just 10 years ago when you and I were making it by faith. If I told you it would be okay, I imagine you would laugh the way you do when you think I'm insane. You were always one to doubt yourself, and all the ways that things could go, you never thought that they'd work out. So if you need me to remind you now of what we both already know, but you seem to have forgotten. For some peace of mind, I'll have you know you're not alone. The only way is taking one step at a time, because life goes easier when you understand you've got to give it time.
In that grand set, we began with Mixed Signal with An Accident Waiting to Happen. They did mention in their concert set that they do have a new single out that I will have to explore, and you guys can explore as well if you find their music on Spotify. Then I finally got around to listening to the new EP released by World News, the psychedelic synth duo from Toronto, comprised of Bill Cutbill and Q Me. The album is called AAAF Volume 1, which is an acronym for Art as a Foundation Volume 1, or abbreviation. It is in the title, as they say in their little write-up, intentionally marks World News' least commercial and most sonically ambitious EP to date, combining elements of techno and ambient music in a way we've never heard before. World News create a sonic landscape that melts and flows between dark corners of the imagination. It is very a nice collision of, yeah, the techno, electronica, upbeat, and the smooth ambient spheres, so to say. I chose for us to listen to Skitter, Creepy Crawly from this EP. And we just finished off with one of the most emotional songs, I would think, in this set, from a new discovery from Spotify, a band called Infinity Song. They are an American soft rock R&B band comprised of siblings, Abraham, Angel, Israel, and Momo Boyd from New York City. They just released a new album called Metamorphosis Complete on Rock Nation, and the track we heard was called The Sunshine. So this kind of marks the unofficial end of this session, because the final track I want to feature, maybe some people don't want to listen to unless they've seen the movie. I'm talking about Wicked, of course. So just before all you lovelies who don't want to listen to any of the soundtrack quite yet, before you see the movie, just know that for next week, which is going to be the final 2024 session of the SMK, will be the holiday picturesque feature of 2024. So some alternative holiday music that I'll put together for you all for our last session of the year. So I will release you now, because now I want to talk about Wicked. It's probably a lot of music and musical lovelies who are so excited about this album. I have never seen the Wicked in the musical form, though I did like years ago, like when it got popular, I guess in the 2000s. I listened to the music, like I have the soundtrack, and I listened to it a lot. And once I got to see the movie, I saw it with my dear friends Kenny and Craig in Toronto. Like, I just, another thing that I don't know why I never listened to it, never gone to it. And hopefully I'll get to see the musical in person, but the movie was awesome. Like, by the end of the movie, it was like all emotional, and it's been a while since I've cried at a movie. So, yes, I cried at the very end, and all those who know what I'm talking about. So I would like to end this session off with a track from the movie, which features on this track features Cynthia Erivo as Alphaba and Ariana Grande as Glinda. And also on this track in particular, One Short Day, it features the original Broadway actors of Alphaba and Glinda, Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, respectively. So hope that wasn't spoilers, because I gave the time. So here we have One Short Day from the movie cast of Wicked, the movie version. With that, this has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next, we behold, look inward and beyond.
Left a prophecy.
In Oz's darkest hour, though we cannot say when, there will come one with all power to read the grammar. And Oz, which had been sad and blind,
once more will sing a joyous.
From the sky. Maybe he is here to fulfill the prophecy, but can he read the Grimmery?
This man who comes out of the blue, is he the prophecy?
There's one way we'll know if it's true. Fetch the Grimmery.
Prophecy fulfilled. What merriness he'll bring. Now every Ozian raise a voice and sing, and sing, and sing.
Who's the mage whose major itinerary is making all us merrier?
Who's the sage who sagely sailed in